The 78-Story Treehouse, written by Andy Griffiths and read by Stidge Whammy SSSSSS.
What? That's not even close.
Stidge does not compute.
Let the epic interstellar space battle begin, I say. I grab two passing flying saucers and crash them together over Terry's ears. He pulls the moon from its orbit and kicks it at me. Hard! I catch a meteor shower in my mouth and spit the meteors back at him.
Ouch, 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 ouch!
He grabs me around the neck and pushes my face into the sun. Hot enough for you, Andy! He yells. I break free, grab him around the neck and push his face into the sun. Hope you're wearing lots of sunscreen, I say. I don't think he is, though, because his head has caught on fire. That's it, he says. Now you've really done it. Terry takes the rings from around Saturn and frisbees them at me. I'm sliced into at least a dozen sections, which, even for a space fight, is going too far. So I have no option but to end it by shoving him into a supermassive black hole. Are you ready to admit you stole my chips now? I say, but I get no answer. Terry? I say. Still nothing. Terry? I yell. But he still doesn't reply.
Uh-oh.
I reach into the black hole and pull him out. The extreme gravitation has stretched and pulled his body so much that he looks like he's made of spaghetti. That's when I hear a familiar sound. It's Jill and her space cats.
Andy,
she says, what are you doing out here in space? And what happened to Terry? Why does he look like a strand of spaghetti? We were having an epic interstellar space battle, I say, and I pushed him into a black hole. That's not very nice, says Jill. But he broke into my high-security potato chip storage facility and stole my chips.
No, he didn't,
says Jill. Yes, he did, I say. He's a dirty, stinking, rotten, chip-stealing chip thief.
No, he's not, says Jill. Terry did not steal your chips.
How can you be so sure? I say.
Because it was me, says Jill. But I didn't steal them. I just borrowed them.
But how did you evade the mouse traps, the laser beams, the 10-ton weight and the very angry duck? I say.
With my flying cats, of course, says Jill.